Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Human and Systems Resources in Latin American Organizations. Understanding the roots of organizational challenges and building by Karen Tinoco is best understood as a professional. Organizational studies book focused on the interaction between people, institutional systems, and workplace effectiveness in Latin American settings. Because publicly available information on this specific title is limited. The safest reading is based on its stated subject diagnosing organizational challenges through both human resource and systems perspectives, rather than treating performance problems as isolated failures of employees or managers. The book is positioned around the idea that organizational difficulties often emerge from deeper structural, cultural, administrative, and resource-related conditions. Its likely purpose is to help readers examine why Latin American organizations face recurring coordination, leadership, talent, and process challenges, and how those roots can be addressed more thoughtfully. The genre fits applied management, human resource development, and organizational analysis, with particular relevance for leaders and practitioners working across Latin American institutional environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Latin American organizational challenges viewed through local context. A central value of the book is its regional framing. Many management books discuss leadership, talent, and organizational systems using assumptions drawn from North American or European corporate environments. By explicitly locating its analysis in Latin American organizations, this title points readers toward the importance of context. Organizational behavior in the region cannot be separated from local labor markets, institutional histories, regulatory conditions, family business traditions, hierarchy, informality, and uneven access to resources. These factors shape how decisions are made, how authority is exercised, and how change is received. The book, therefore, appears to resist a one-size-fits-all approach to organizational improvement. Its regional emphasis is important because imported management models often fail when they overlook social expectations, economic volatility, or the way formal procedures coexist with informal networks. The practical implication is that leaders must first understand the environment in which an organization operates before prescribing reforms. This makes the book useful, not simply as a human resources text, but as a context-sensitive guide to diagnosing organizational problems in Latin America. Secondly, human resources understood as capability, not only administration. The title places human resources at the center of organizational challenges, but the phrasing suggests a broader meaning than routine personnel administration. In this context, human resources can be read as the capabilities, relationships, skills, motivation, leadership practices, and workplace norms that allow an organization to function. This distinction matters because many organizational problems are mistakenly treated as paperwork or compliance issues when they actually involve trust, role clarity, training, accountability, or communication. A Latin American organization may have formal job descriptions, reporting structures, or policies, yet still struggle if employees lack development opportunities, managers rely heavily on personal discretion, or teams do not receive consistent feedback. The book likely encourages readers to look at people management as a strategic resource rather than a support function. That means asking whether the organization is building leadership capacity, aligning employee skills with operational needs, and creating conditions where people can perform effectively. The concrete reasoning behind this topic is that human systems produce organizational outcomes every day through hiring, supervision, conflict resolution, knowledge sharing, and decision-making. Thirdly, systems resources as the hidden architecture behind performance. The phrase systems resources broadens the discussion beyond individuals and points to the structures that make organizational work possible. Systems resources may include processes, information flows, reporting mechanisms, technology, governance routines, budget controls, and coordination tools. These elements are often less visible than employee behavior, but they strongly influence whether people can do their work well. If a company has unclear procedures, fragmented data, weak cross-departmental coordination, or inconsistent decision rights, even skilled employees may appear ineffective. This is especially relevant in organizations operating under resource constraints, rapid growth, or institutional uncertainty, where improvisation can become a substitute for durable systems. The book title indicates an interest in understanding roots, which implies that visible symptoms such as delays, poor morale, duplication, or leadership conflict may be traced to inadequate systems design. The practical lesson is that organizations should not assume training or motivation alone will fix performance issues. They must also examine whether their internal architecture supports reliable execution, learning, accountability, and adaptation. Fourthly, root cause analysis instead of surface-level problem solving. The subtitle emphasizes understanding the roots of organizational challenges, which points to a diagnostic approach. This is an important distinction in management practice because organizations frequently respond to symptoms rather than causes. For example, high turnover may be addressed with recruitment campaigns when the deeper problem is poor supervision, unclear career paths, compensation mismatch, or organizational instability. Low productivity may be blamed on employee effort when the underlying causes involve obsolete processes, weak planning, or unrealistic workloads. A root-focused approach requires leaders to ask how human and systems resources interact over time to create recurring patterns. It also requires avoiding simplistic explanations that blame culture, resistance, or individual attitude without examining structural incentives and managerial practices. In Latin American organizations, where formal and informal arrangements may operate simultaneously, root cause analysis can help distinguish between what policies state and how work actually happens. And the book stands out by framing organizational improvement as an inquiry into underlying conditions, not a checklist of generic interventions. Lastly, building stronger organizations through human and systems alignment. Although the supplied title is truncated after Bilden, its wording indicates that the book is not limited to diagnosis. It is also concerned with constructive organizational development. The most coherent implication of its framework is alignment between human resources and systems resources. Organizations improve when people capabilities are supported by appropriate structures, and systems become effective only when people understand, trust, and use them. A training initiative, for instance, has limited value if roles remain unclear or managers do not reinforce new practices. A new technology platform will also fail if employees lack skills, incentives, or confidence to adopt it. Alignment, therefore, requires coordinated attention to leadership behavior, communication, process design, talent development, accountability, and organizational learning. In the Latin American context, this may be especially relevant for organizations balancing growth ambitions with resource constraints and complex social expectations. The book appears to invite readers to move from fragmented fixes toward integrated capacity building, where organizational performance is treated as the product of connected human and systemic conditions. In conclusion, human and systems resources in Latin American organizations is most relevant for managers, human resource professionals, consultants, organizational development specialists, and students who need a regionally grounded way to think about workplace challenges in Latin America. Its practical benefit lies in encouraging readers to diagnose problems across both people and systems, rather than treating organizational performance as only a leadership issue, a staffing issue, or a process issue. The intellectual benefit is its implied resistance to generic management advice that assumes all organizations operate under the same institutional and cultural conditions, compared with broader human resource management books. This title stands out because it centers Latin American organizations as the primary setting rather than as a secondary example. Compared with general organizational behavior texts, it appears more applied, focusing on the roots of recurring challenges and the resources needed to address them. Because detailed public information about the book is limited, readers should approach it as a specialized contribution whose strength is likely its contextual focus and integrative framing. It will be most useful to those seeking a diagnostic lens for understanding how leadership practices, employee capabilities, formal systems, informal routines, and regional realities combine to shape organizational outcomes. If you would like to support Karen Tinoco, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.